Ever feel like you're constantly chasing something? Like your happiness hinges on this next promotion, that perfect vacation, or finally getting the one? I'm Jake Carter, and welcome back to Digital Minimalism. We talk about detoxing your mind daily, and today, we're diving into a biggie. Letting go of attachment to outcomes. Think about it. How much energy do we spend worrying about what might happen? We stress over job interviews, agonize over relationships, obsess about the future, forgetting to enjoy the present moment. It's like living in this constant state of, what if, instead of just being. And trust me, my friends, that, what if, game is a losing one. Here's the deal, life is unpredictable, we can plan and prepare all we want, but the universe has its own ideas. Sometimes things go exactly as planned, awesome, but often, they take unexpected turns, and that's where the real magic happens. By letting go of the need for things to unfold a certain way, we open ourselves up to a whole world of possibilities. So how do we actually do this? It's not just about wishing away our anxieties. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you embrace the present and ditch the outcome obsession. 1. Practice mindfulness. This is your superpower, folks. Mindfulness is all about being fully present in this moment. When your mind starts racing with future worries or past regrets, gently bring it back to what's happening right now. Notice the sensations around you. The warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds chirping, the taste of your morning coffee. You're training your brain to stay grounded and focused on the here and now. 2. Reframe your thinking. Ever heard that saying, expectation is the root of all heartache? It's so true. When we get too attached to a specific outcome, we set ourselves up for disappointment. Instead, try reframing things in a more positive light. Instead of, I have to get this promotion, think, I'm going to give it my best shot and learn something new along the way. 3. Celebrate small victories. We often wait for these huge milestones, graduating, getting married, winning the lottery, but there are so many little victories in between. Savor those moments. Nailed that presentation? Enjoy that feeling of accomplishment. Had a good conversation with a friend? That's a win. Recognizing and celebrating the small stuff keeps us grateful and present. 4. Embrace imperfection. Listen, life is messy. There's no such thing as perfect. When things don't go according to plan, try to see it as an opportunity for growth. Those detours often lead to unexpected adventures and valuable lessons. Remember, your worth isn't tied to your achievements or outcomes. It's inherent in who you are. 5. Find joy in the journey. This is the big one, friends. Life is a journey, not a destination. So instead of constantly focusing on the end goal, enjoy the ride. Spend time with loved ones, explore new hobbies, learn something new, laugh often, make memories that matter. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who's been working towards opening her own bakery for years. She poured her heart and soul into it, but there were setbacks, permits delayed, equipment malfunctions, the works. At times, she almost gave up, feeling discouraged by all the obstacles. But then, she shifted her focus. She started appreciating the joy of baking itself, the creativity involved, the smiles on people's faces when they tasted her delicious creations. She even started offering free baking classes in her community, sharing her passion with others. Guess what? Her bakery finally opened its doors a few months ago. But more importantly, she learned to find fulfillment in the journey itself. Sarah's story reminds us that happiness isn't about achieving some distant goal. It's about savoring every moment and finding joy in the process. Remember, letting go of attachment to outcomes is a practice. It takes time, patience, and self-compassion. Be kind to yourself on this journey, celebrate your progress, and remember, you are worthy of happiness right now, exactly as you are. So today, take a deep breath, appreciate the present moment, and let go of the need to control everything. You got this. Join me tomorrow for another dose of digital minimalism, where we'll explore ways to create a more intentional and fulfilling life. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode. What are some strategies you use to embrace the present moment?
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.